So first I wanted to ask you, did anything come up for you, or did you learn anything as you were doing this mutual eating, feeding exercise?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. The first thing that came up for me was before the exercise started, I felt like resentment because I wanted to have lunch hour to network and visit and relax. Sounds like resistance.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the eating part, Virginia was my partner, and we're close friends, and I trust her. There's a high degree of trust. So it was kind of like, it felt like I was just being like submissive, and it felt comfortable, actually.
Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
But there was a trust in somebody.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Yes.
My partner was someone I'd seen a lot, but I didn't know her well. And I fed her first. And I remember feeding my children as babies. So I just put it in and they set it down and you just feed them as babies. And she asked me, is that going to chew? And it was hard because it was hard to get the spoon just right so it would go because this was, you know, not soft food. And then when she fed me, I realized that it takes a while to that. And the other thing, I was telling Robin, at the hospital where I work, I think we should have the nurses do it. Because they feed the patients, and the experience, I mean, the experience of eating for the patients is, it's not,
it'd be kind of scary.
It's scary and it's not pleasant, but actually, this experience of her feeding me was very pleasant. Just because, you know, she kind of was slow.
Yes.
They put those patients out there and feed them. I mean, it's a job and I don't even have to have the time to slow down.
Well, I'm going to add it to that two-hour program, both for the nursing program and the nurse's assistant program.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you know, the other thing is, here you are mostly sitting down, but it's really important to sit when you do this. Because many places I've seen, you've got somebody that's like this, and then she got another one. So she goes like it. And then sometimes somebody calls, and then she leaves. She doesn't even bother telling the person. And I mean, and sometimes these are people where their eyes closed, or they have dementia, they don't know what's going on. I mean, it's amazing what you see. So the first thing is just to sit down. Ask to sit down. May I sit with you? May I help you with your lunch? Wait for the response. Then you just proceed. You know, with this remembering your experience of having been fed and what it felt like, how intrusive that can be. And you're right, the angle, you have to figure out the angle. And then there's something else that I want to talk about, which is oftentimes in particularly, but also at home, in institutions also, some people who could very well feed themselves end up being helped, could help, because it goes faster. So really to kind of back off from that, to maximize as much as possible the person's remaining abilities. There's another thing that, any of you familiar with Tipa Snow? She gives dementia workshops. There's something I borrowed from her, which I really, I think makes sense, is, when you're helping someone that can no longer help themselves, there's something about just shoving that spoon in the mouth. But what she does is she puts the spoon in the hand of the person and she supports them, and so that they actually feed themselves, although they may no longer have the strength. But this, it's very different when you do this to yourself, even though you're not actually doing it, versus someone coming with the spoon. So that, I thought that's a really nice little detail that is great. So that's anything else on the eating?
Well, I enjoy the feeding process, feeding someone else. I don't much like it for myself, but you know, I tried it.
Was it because I
more instruction is needed when you move forward.
You didn't hear me say, open your mouth.
And the other thing, when I was feeding others, I need to be more aware of how large the piece is on the fork.
Yes, yes.
Because, like, bread, you know, and it takes a while to chew bread, so it needn't be a piece this size, or maybe at least half that size.
And sometimes people want to drink in between, you know, so offering something to drink. And also making this pleasant, so it could be social. Mm-hmm. You can engage around, I don't know, you could be eating and then also helping them. Mm-hmm. So it's more, it's not just I'm feeding you.
Right.
And there's some people that like to be politically correct in this field. So the word feeding is sometimes frowned upon. So you're supposed to say mindful assistance with eating. I don't know. It's So anyway, so let's move on to the next part. So I'm going to ask you to go back outside, and we're going to do a walking meditation. But this time, rather than being
on.
I'm sorry?
The sprinklers are on.
There are
lots of places to see.
Okay. I used to know how they were at when I got in the sprinklers.
Oh, okay. So in this space, I'd like to invite you to pair up again. So this time, rather than walking by yourself, you're going to, awareness practice is going to be, you're going to put your attention on the other person's space. So you're going to match their pace exactly. So they walk super slow, you're going to walk super slow. And so you're going to switch roles. Once you're going to play the person that's being cared for, that has either dementia or any other, the person you're familiar with that comes to your mind. And then you're going to reverse role and then be the person, or the care partner, caregiver, who's walking with that person. So the practice is one of stress reduction again, because by putting your attention to the present moment, which is this person's walking, you're actually helping yourself and working on your stress. And by aligning yourself with the person, you also, it's an attunement practice where you're really matching, you're meeting the person where he or she is in terms of the pace. You're not walking ahead, you're not trying to make them walk faster, you're just being right where they are. So we're going to do that for 5 minutes each.